Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. And the Bible says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." Amen. I want to preach this thing just a little while. God will be our help. On this thought, our transformation. Amen. Do you realize that we're a work in progress? I was thinking as the children's up here singing this night that He's still working on me. Amen. Ain't you glad that God's still working on you? He didn't get to a certain point and go off to do something else and leave you to yourself. But God just keeps a working on us day by day and encouraging us and showing us and pointing us the way and just molding us and making us. Amen. He's never cast us off the potter's wheel, but you're still on the spindle. God's still a working on you to make you what you ought to be. And boy, what a blessing that is. Amen. And Paul's talking here to the Philippians, and he's talking about the work of the Lord in us. And he's talking about a work in us for the Lord. He's talking about getting out there doing something for the Lord, and a full surrender is what he's talking about. A surrendering for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To minister for Him, to Him, and allow Him to minister to us and through us so that the world might be able to see a living Savior even today. He speaks of that over in Romans chapter 2, and he gives us an outline of where we need to be. In Romans chapter 2 and verse 1, he said, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Don't you notice he says holy, but it's not holy acceptable, it's holy. He says, present your bodies holy, amen, unto the Lord. And he said, accepting God, which is your reasonable service. And he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So he said, we're in a process of transformation. Amen. Even though we don't realize it, we're just like that butterfly, man. We don't go in a cocoon, but praise God, God's transforming us day by day. Amen. He's working on us. And when we surrender, praise God, to Him in full surrender, He can do that. He can work that work of transformation in us. But sometimes I know, you know what we are? As these fundamental independent Bible believing Baptists, praise God, we're hard-headed. God's wanting to work a work in us. God's wanting to help us on every hand. But we're hard-headed and we don't want to let Him. Amen. But when we begin to let God begins to do things for us, and praise God, that'll encourage our hearts. He said, "Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but how much more in my absence." He said, it's time when we have that full surrender, we have full obedience to the Lord. Amen. We quit holding back and trying to hold so much back ourselves, and we start counting and trusting on Him more. Amen. Trusting on Him to take care of those things, to do things for us that we couldn't do for ourselves anyway. Amen. A lot of us have things and situations and lives and that come up in life that we can't, we're bum-fuzzled about. We don't know what to do about. And praise God, what we need to do is just go to trust full in the Lord. Amen. And full assurance, full of surrender to the Lord and allow Him begin to do those works for us. Even so, the more He's watching down, He's watching us, He sees we're struggling. If we just ask Him, He'd let Him, He'd help us. Amen. That's what He wants to do now. He wants to help us, but we got to want to let Him. Amen. Amen. When we begin to want to let Him, praise God, then He begins to help us. Amen. And He says to work out your own salvation. Amen. To work out. Amen. What does it mean to work out our salvation? It means to work fully at our salvation. Amen. Not half-heartedly, but fully. To give all to our salvation. Amen. That sounds complicated, doesn't it? But it's not that complicated. To give ourselves to our salvation, to trust the Lord, amen, to realize that He gave Himself for us, He died for us, He rose again, amen, He's victorious over everything this world throwed at Him. And when we put our faith and our trust in Him, we can work fully at our salvation. Amen? In full assurance, praise God, in full surrender to the Lord of glory. And if when we begin to work fully, praise God, we work for an accomplishment. We're trying to accomplish something in the Lord. And because the Lord's trying to accomplish something in us. Amen? He's trying to accomplish a great feat of getting an old hard-headed Jesse Baptist to trust in Him. Just to realize that He is, and He is the Creator of all things, and He loves us, praise God, and He'll take care of us, and He'll minister to us and through us, and He'll just love us in many ways. Praise God, we have to like one of them. That's what He's trying to accomplish. Amen. But because of our hard-headedness, we won't let Him. But praise God, when we begin to let Him into our lives, we begin to get, amen, we begin to pull back and we begin to say, you know what? He's preeminent in all, praise God. He's the Lord of all, praise God. So I'm just going to let Him be the Lord of all my life. Amen. I'm going to just talk to Him. You know tonight the Lord loves for you. I'm just going to try to take my time. Now, I want you to get this. The Lord loves it when we talk to Him. Amen. Why do you think He created man? In the likeness and His image? Because He wanted to be able to communicate to us. He wanted to be able to communicate with us. So He created us, amen, for His glory. He didn't make us all alike. And He didn't make us robots. He made us individuals, praise God, free moral agents that we can choose, amen, to follow Him and to worship Him. And when we begin to worship Him, we begin to talk to Him, we begin to praise Him, we begin to give Him glory, we begin to thank Him for everything that we have. Amen. Brother David was talking about the message the other night about Him being the source. Amen. When we get to recognizing the Lord as the source of everything, praise God, everything falls in place. Amen. Because we begin to get to that place, praise God, where He becomes God preeminent and we begin to work out our salvation. Amen. We begin to accomplish some things. We begin to look for a finish line, praise God, that's a headway up yonder somewhere that God's laid out for us. Amen. That we can finish well. We can finish our course. Amen. He's laid out for us. Amen. That we can have a fashion, praise God, of Christianity, a fashion of loving the Lord, a fashion, praise God, of doing something right for a change in our lives. Amen. We do so many things wrong. Amen. Amen. Oh, me. And I look back in my life and I've made so many mistakes and I'm not proud of that. I hate it. I did. But I see so many mistakes in my life. But when I start looking at those mistakes, I realize that was when I took my eyes off the Lord. Amen. I've done mistakes. I've done things. Young people, I've done things I was ashamed of because I took my eyes off the Lord. If I'd have kept my eyes on the Lord wouldn't have let me go. He was telling me not to anyway most of the time. Amen. He was telling me these things that you didn't need to do, these places you didn't need to go, these things you need to stay away from. But praise God, this old flesh, well, it won't hurt just a little. Amen. But we need to be able to work out our salvation. Amen. That's to perform, amen, for the good cause of Christ. He says, it's your salvation, your own. Amen. See, I can't work salvation out for Brother Bill. Amen. I can't work it out for him. He's got to find and follow, praise God, the will of God Himself. Amen. What God wants for him, the direction and the desires that God has for him. That he could be nurtured and controlled and helped and given that God would have him to have. So we find, and it's not that nobody else can do it for us. Amen. We have to seek the will of God, God's will in our life. It's not what somebody else wants for us. Amen. Sometimes people will say, well, boy, this is what you ought to do, Jesse. If we ain't careful, we'll take that and we'll run with it. So yeah, that's what I ought to do. But is that God's will for you? Is that God's desire for you? Amen. Well, we know whether it's, if it lines up with the book. If it lines up with the Word of God, then we know that we're in the will of God. And God directs us in the right path, amen, where He can help us and encourage us that we can help somebody else. Amen. So He said, work out. He says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So He said, you work out your own salvation. Now, He said, with fear and trembling. That means to be afraid and shaken, right? That's what fear and trembling is. That's when you're afraid and when you're shaken. Oh, why Paul says this? Well, he already says it back in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, in verse 1 through 3. He talks about that in verse 3. Let me just show you that right quick. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, he says, "Now, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." See, I didn't come in any kind of elite manner. He said, I come not any excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Do you know God had a testimony? God's got a testimony. Testimony is that God loved us. Amen. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's testimony. That's God's testimony. He said, "For I determined not to know any among you, anything among you, save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." Well, I tell you what, that's enough, ain't it? Amen. He said, "I didn't claim to know nothing but Jesus and Him crucified." And now listen to what He says. "And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling." Amen. He said, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." Amen. Paul said, I come before you with fear and trembling. Amen. He said, I come before you with much trembling. Amen. Why did he come with trembling? Was it because of the persecutions and the things he went through? Was it because of the beatings he's had, the ridicule he's had, the mocking that he went through and endured? No. You know why he came with fear and trembling? Because he's afraid he'd mess up and let God down. Amen. That's why he had fear and trembling. He was afraid he had let his God down. Amen. He was afraid he'd disappoint God. Boy, I tell you what, if we could get a hold of that and say, you know what? I don't want to break the heart of God. Amen. I want to magnify my Lord. I want to lift Him up. Praise the Lord. Amen. He was afraid his fear was a failure. He's afraid he would fail God. Amen. That's the only thing. They'd done beat him. They'd done whipped him. They'd done cast him in prison. They'd done all the things. They'd done stoned him, left him for dead. They'd done all they could to him physically. Amen. Paul said, I wasn't afraid of what they could physically do to me. I was afraid, praise God, of letting God down. Amen. Well, if that wouldn't get a hold of your heart. Amen. If we could get afraid of letting God down, disappointing our God. I don't want to do nothing to disappoint my Lord. I don't do nothing, Brother Dean, where God will look at me and say, son, that was wrong. I'm disappointed in you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to do nothing, Jesse. That God will look down at me and say, Jesse, I'm disappointed in you. Amen. I want to be able to hold my head up high and approach the throne of grace and say, Lord, I'm doing my best with your help.
Amen.
Amen. And he can say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. All he asks us, praise God, is to do our best. But I'm afraid us today, we come short of our best. And I believe it's because we've never had a transformation. Amen. We need to be transformed into the likeness of our Savior. We need to be transformed, praise God, to a place where we can get help. Amen. He said, work out your own salvation with trembling and trembling. So you work at your salvation. Work out your salvation. What does it mean? He said, well, preacher, I thought salvation was a gift. Amen. But it is a gift. But it must be worked out. You say, well, that's a contradiction. The Bible's contradicting itself. No, the Bible's not contradicting itself. I thought of this when I was reading this. I thought, you know, salvation is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen? So we can't work for salvation, but we can work out our salvation. And I thought of a book I read when I was a kid. Anybody ever read the books by Jack London? You ever heard of Jack London? He wrote a lot of books on the Alaskan gold mine rush and all that stuff. They put movies out, White Fang and Call of the Wild. Well, Jack London wrote those books. Well, I got to think about it. One of the first books he wrote was about an experience, and he had went into Alaska, and he had done some coal mining. Jack London died back in the early 1900s, 1906 or something around in there. But he had went to Alaska, and he had done some gold mining, some prospecting, and he wrote a book about a prospector. And the prospector was Prospector Bill. Well, I think about that. I always think about Brother Bill. Amen? Oh, Prospector Bill. Mr. Landon says that when Prospector Bill went up there and he was tromping over the hills and he got down to the valley and he was thirsty and he laid down at the creek, amen, and he got him a drink of water. And while he was laying there on his face in that stream, he looked up and on the hill there was a sandy place, a shell place. And he got to wondering if maybe it could be here. So he took out his pan, he got down there in that creek, got him a little of that dirt, and he got it in his mining pan, and he began to slosh it around a little bit and jump and begin to work out them big pieces to the edge. And then big pieces began to fall out. And he kept working that thing and working that thing till he got down to where all was left was in the bottom was like a black ring. And in that black ring he seen a little speck of yellow. So he got back down in that creek and he worked that out and he got that black to where all the black was gone, working it up to the edge and over that low rim of that pan and let it go out. Where all was left was some little specks of yellow, two or three little specks of yellow. Not significant, not even enough to save, but it gave him some hope. And so he began to take that pan, he began to move down the creek. And he began to take that pan, he'd get another scoop of dirt, and he'd put it there, he'd slosh it around, he'd work it and work it, and he'd pour it out, and he'd get down, after two or three times, he was getting some more color. Separate little old specks of gold in that pan. Amen? And he'd say, he went on down a little further, and he got a little bit more color, taste, like 13 little old specks of gold in that pan. Amen? So he kept working, he kept working, and as he went further, he got up there, and he started out, and he built him a farm. Because he didn't want to miss nothing. Amen? So he built him a fire and he took that pan, he put it over that fire and got that pan nice and black on the inside. Amen? Got that pan. Now go, stay with me. I'm going somewhere. He got that pan real black on the inside. So that way all them specks of gold would show up brighter. And he went back down there to the creek where he left off and he panned some more and he went down and he went down two or three times and he wasn't getting no color. So he went back to where he started from, where he began to see those little old specks. And he started there, and he went the other way, a little ways. And as he went up that way, he began to get a little more color, 8 specks, 10 specks, 12 specks, 18 specks, 30 specks, praise God. He was getting excited. Amen. As he swirled that thing around, he'd get that dirt, put it there, take it back to the water. Amen. Hey, praise God. That pan was black, but praise God, when he swirled it in the water, it began to reveal what was in there. Praise God. And by the time he sloshed out all those things, it wasn't no good till he got to that, just that color. Amen. And he worked his way up that stream for a little ways. He finally got there, Jesse, where he wasn't getting no more color. Amen. So he stopped and he went back to the place where he got those 30 pieces, 30 specks. And he started out from there. And he began to work in a methodical way. And he worked off the edge of that thing in like a upside down V. And he started out from where he's at, worked down a little and up. He worked down the other way, a little and up. And he kept working up toward the center. And as he went away from that creek, and he'd get that pan full of that dirt. And he'd take it back down there to the water. Amen. Praise God. Hey, it was the water. He had to have that water, amen, to get rid of all that impurities and to show him those nuggets. Amen. You had to get to the water to be able to see the nuggets. Amen. And when he got back down there to the water and he began to wash that thing out, he was looking for them nuggets, for them little specks. Amen. And as he worked up that thing, he'd go up a little ways this way and a little ways this way. And he'd dig down a little, he'd dig shallow. And then he'd dig down a little deeper, and he'd go another place, and he'd dig shallow, and he'd dig a little deeper, and he'd always had to take it back to the water. Amen. If there's anything in our life, praise God, that we've got, that we're going to do for God, we better take it to the water. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the Word of God that'll wash out things and show us where we need to be, praise God. And it'll show up on the blackness of sin, a man's sins and our wickedness, praise God, when we get to looking for the color. See, that's those little old nuggets that God gives us. Amen. Those little nuggets that'll encourage our hearts. So Prospector Bill works up methodically. I mean, he just went up one side down the other. And he was headed for a point. And he got up there a little ways and he thought, well, you know what? He'd done spent like 3 or 4 days of working this upside down V or inverted V, if you're going to call it. Going up back towards that way. He got to look. He said, well, I think I know where I need to go. So instead of staying with what he knew, instead of staying with the method, praise God, that was bringing him some sense, that was getting him closer to the point, he went ahead and stepped out on his own. He went a ways and he dug a hole a few inches. And he dug a hole a little further and dug a hole another. Next thing you know, he was digging holes 6 feet deep and having to take it several hundred yards back to the water. Amen. He kept looking, wasn't finding no color. So finally, old Prospector Bill come to himself. He said, know what? He said, I've done messed up. He said, I need to go back to that way that was sure and certain. Yes, amen. He said, I need to stay with the way that's sure and certain. Amen. Hey, I was getting far. I was making progress. I was a seeing color. I was getting those little nuggets. Praise God, when I take that little old black pan and take it back to the water, praise God, and I'd slosh it around, praise God, I'd begin to see those little nuggets, and he'd begin to get excited, praise God. Amen. When we go along this walk of life, praise God, that's old dirty flesh that we live in, but God, praise, he takes his precious old word. Amen. Just like that water, praise God, begins to give us them little old nuggets. Amen. Begins to give us those little old nuggets. Oh, Prospector Bill, you know, it goes in the story. He got plumb beside himself. I mean, for several days, he was just digging holes and running back to the water, trying to find that vein when it was coming out of. Amen. Beside him. He wasn't worried about nothing taking around. I mean, nothing happening around him. Praise God. He was focused on that, finding that vein, praise God, where those nuggets was coming out of. Amen. And he'd get them panfuls of dirt and run back to that creek. Run back to the water, praise God. Wash her out. Get rid of all that dross, all that old junk. Amen. It wasn't no account. Slosh it out of there. Looking for those nuggets. Amen. God was a-hipping him. So Prospector Bill, he found his gold mine. Of course, goes on, the story tells you that he wasn't paying attention. He needed to watch because the enemy was sneaking up on him. The enemy was watching him as he was doing. He's a digging. He was a digging and he was trying to find them little old nuggets. And there was a fellow that was sitting back and watching him day after day, kind of like the devil does us. Amen. And praise God. But old Prospector Bill, praise God, the only time he ever got discouraged is when he went out on his own, got away from the method and the plan, praise God, that he had set out to begin with, that he knew was right, that was sure. Amen. And when he got away from that, then he got discouraged. Amen. The devil's just waiting for us to get away from God's plan. The devil's just waiting for us to take off on our own, doing it our way. Amen. But praise God, as long as we stay with the plan. You know, how do you know that? Because it's about the Bible. Yeah. The Bible, that's God's plan for me and you, to stay with God's Word. Amen. Amen. Take everything in this life that we get and take it back to the water. Amen. Take that old black pan of our carcass, praise God, wash it out in the water. Amen. See what needs to be got rid of and what's worth keeping. Amen. Then those nuggets begin to show themselves. Story goes that after Prospector Bill found a mother load, that fellow tried to move in on him, and he had to fight to keep that he had found, that he had worked for. Amen. But you know what? He had the strength in him to fight for it, because he had worked so hard. He had built up, praise God, and he was ready for the fight. Amen. As he took shovelful after shovelful and took it back to the water, praise God, he was, every time he took it back and rinsed that out and they got rid of that old junk, praise God, he was working them muscles for God. Amen. He was working them, praise God, he was prepared for the fight ahead. Amen. As I thought about that, I thought, praise the Lord, that's what God's doing for us. He's transformed, praise God, as long as we just keep looking for those nuggets, amen. That's why we come down to the house of God, praise God, we can pull up and God can pour out, give us a little nugget here and a little nugget there, praise God, to keep us encouraged, amen. But we can't take no shortcuts. We got to stay with the stuff. We got to stay in the fight, amen. We got to work just like old Prospector Bill did, praise God, just a little at a time, glory to God. That's what he says about the Word of God. He said, here a little, there a little, amen. That's the way we take the Word of God, here a little, there a little. Tie it all together, praise God, and make it make sense. Bless His holy name. God does that for us, praise the Lord. But He said we work out our own salvation, amen. We can't rely on somebody else. We got to work it out. See, that's what we do when we got that gold mine. We got that gold mine. See, Brother Dean, I can give you a gold mine. I can say, Brother Dean, here's a gold mine, and it's just full of gold. Amen? And you can take that, and that gold mine's yours. But it ain't worth a plug nickel if you don't go in there and dig out them nuggets. Amen? We can. Hey, God's give us a gold mine, praise God, but it ain't no good if we don't go in there and dig out them nuggets. Amen. Something we can use to grow and be encouraged, praise God, that we can help us share with somebody else. But if we don't go in there, that's what Paul's talking about here. Work out your own salvation. Hey, it's a gift of God. But if you're going to get them nuggets out of it, praise God, we're going to have to put in a little effort. Amen. We're going to have to do our part. But he goes on in verse 13. I'm trying to hurry. He said, for it is God which worketh in you, both to will and do His good pleasure. Amen. He said, for it is God. Who does it? God does. God gives us the ability, amen. God's working for us. Did you know that tonight? Do you know God's working for us? God's working for you? Amen. He is working for you. He said, for it is God which worketh in you. Amen. That's active. That's effective. That's what God's doing. He's working actively in us, effectively for us. Amen. I tell you what, take that devil. Amen. And we got the God of glory that's working actively for me and you. Praise God tonight. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? God's a working for us. Amen. Amen. We can trust in Him. We can rely on Him. Amen. We can't rely. That's the only thing we can rely on. Amen. We can't rely on the work out the goal to salvation. Amen. The salvation's already begun to us. We just got to get into the mining process. Amen. Just dig out all those good things that God's give us. Amen. We can't do it. We don't have the resources to do it ourselves. Amen. It's God that gives us that ability. It's God that gives us that help. We don't have resources ourselves to get it out, but God gives it to us. Amen. We don't have, we can't go off our opinions, what we think. Amen. They're kind of like elbows and ears. Everybody's got a couple. Right? When we're trying to figure out this thing, praise God, working out our salvation, praise God, we can't go off opinions. We got to go off what God says. He gives us, praise God, His Word, amen. It's not a guessing game. Amen. He lines it out. He said, this is right and this is wrong. God's not a gray God. I say that all the time, praise God. He's a God that's black and white. He just writes it out for us so we can see it, praise the Lord. Amen? Bless His name. Amen? He's able to do that. He's able to. It's not about the initiative that we take. See, Prospector Bill, when he took off and got away from the method that he was using, praise God, he got in a mess. He was doing a whole lot of work and not getting nothing. Amen? Because when we chose to go our way, amen, we just make a mess of it. Because God's got a plan and a purpose. God's got a way. And He said, that way is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That way of salvation, praise God. That way to the Father is through the Son. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. That's encouraging. Praise the Lord. So if we can't do that, and I will say, you know what? God, look at me just a minute. God expects us to fail. Amen. God expects us to fail. He said, well, all sin comes short of the glory of God. He knows we will. He knows we're going to mess up. God expects us to fail. So what does He do? We can't do it on our own self. I mean, it's not about our opinions or our initiative or any of those things. But it's about what God's already done for us. He sends us the Holy Spirit of God, praise God, to show us the right way. to give us the things that we need, praise God, to achieve to the place, the point that God wants us to be as His children. Amen. He sends His Holy Ghost, God, to indwell us, to move in, Brother Jesse, and take up His abode, to take up His residence in our hearts, kick off His shoes and stay a while, be there with us, be there for us, to encourage us, amen, to fill us up. He said, be not drunk with wine, which wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Let God fill you up, praise God. There's no room for the junk. You get that out of the way, praise God, you'll begin to see those specks. Amen. Get the junk out of the way. Amen. He anoints us for what we need to do, gives us the energy, and He leads us into all truth. Hey, I know about what God's done. He's done fixed this thing up. The Bible said it's God here that does, for it is God which worketh in you, both to do or both to will. I mean, that puts it down to a desire of God. Amen. So if it's a desire of God to help us, praise God, we're going to get some help. Amen. And not only to both to will, but and to do of His good pleasure. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said here it's for His pleasure. Amen. That we can get what we need is but to bring glory to God. To pleasure, to bring Him pleasure. I don't know about you, but that's exciting. Amen. It's bringing, transforming our lives to bring pleasure to God. So that God on the throne of grace can look down with a smile. Yeah, that's one of my youngins. Amen. That's one of mine, praise God. Glory to His name. So salvation worked out. It's conclusion, amen. It's not justification. You get that, praise God, when you're born again. Amen, when you become a believer. So our salvation worked out. It's that sanctifying power of God to set us aside, praise God. To learn to live in a way that's pleasing to God. Amen. Getting them little old nuggets day by day, praise God, and staying encouraged in the Lord. Not quitting, not backing up, not going to the left or to the right. But that produces that transformation. And what we have to do is we have to, He gives it that Holy Ghost God, and we have to cooperate with Him. Amen? That's our part. We've got the Holy Ghost of God. We've been indwelt by the Spirit of God when we're saved, and we've got to cooperate with the Holy Ghost of God, with that inward power that we have. And just work with Him, praise God, as He works in us to be what God wants us to be. That's transformation. That's when we become what God would have us to be, even in these last days. He said, do all things without murmurings. That's grumbling and complaining, by the way. Amen. He said, do it without murmuring, grumbling and complaining. Do it from a cheerful heart, cheerful attitude. And he said, and then he goes on and says, I like this part. He says, do all things. Paul knew how we'd be. Let me read. God knew how we'd be. He knew how we are. He said, do all things without murmurings or disputings. Amen. He said those things. He said, it's not open for discussion. Amen. He said, it's not open for debate. He said, we just do those things that God, according to what God's doing for us, we accept it. We believe it, amen, and God helps us on purpose just because He can. He said that you may be blameless, amen. That means without or beyond reproach. He said, and be harmless, amen. That means just be simply sincere. Be simple and sincere about what we're doing. He said, the sons of God. Amen, just recognize that we are the sons of God. Don't let nobody tell you that you're not. There's a lot of people today say, well, you can't be a son of God. You can't be a daughter. You can be. God's made it possible. Amen. Through the transformation process. Amen. He said it. He said without rebuke. That takes away the blemishes from us. He said in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation among whom you, now listen to this, among whom you shine as lights in the world. He said, when we begin to be transformed, we begin to shine, we begin to become a light in the dark. The world begins to see the light in us. Amen, which is that hope of glory. He said, holding, and this is the torch. He said, holding forth the word of life. Amen. That's where the light comes from. Amen. He said, that's how you can be. He said, you hold up that word, praise God. You hold up the word of life. And said, it illuminates, praise God. And people begin to see their way to the light. It's kind of like going out in the blackest night, amen, and lighting a light or a torch, praise God, and holding your hand when people's lost in the woods, saying, find a way home.
Amen.
It's what Paul was referring to. He said, when we're transformed by the renewing of our minds, when we allow God, amen, to do the work, we work out our salvation. Praise God. Begin to build, dig up those nuggets of God and rejoice over each and every one. Amen. Paul said, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I've not run in vain, neither labored in vain. He said, amen, when I see you holding that torch, amen, that blood-stained banner of Jesus Christ, amen, that torch of light, praise God, in a dark world, praise the Lord. He said, I've seen a transformation take place in your life. Amen, a transforming grace of God. He said, I begin to see something that's happening all around. That's what's happening to us. We're being transformed. Amen. Right before God's eyes, He's transforming us. I can see you being transformed. I can see God doing mighty things in your life. Amen. Because you get a hold of them little old nuggets, praise God, and you say, whoa, and then you're going to get another one. And you just keep a digging. Amen. Keep a digging. We got a method. Hey, there's a method to our madness. Amen. Just keep a digging. Praise God. Realize and praise God that there's a treasure up ahead. Amen. When you get to the point, that thing, that arrow that they's following, like old Prospector Bill, he was trying to get to the point of that thing where the gold mine was, where the big find would be. Amen. One of these days, praise God, if we just keep a digging, we'll get to the point, praise God, to where the big find is. Amen. That'll be the portals of glory. Amen. When we get there, we'll look back and all this other stuff will be for naught. It won't matter. It won't amount to a hill of beans. Amen. All we'll think about is our Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for us on the cross of Calvary. Amen. All these, Paul says, all these minor afflictions that we go through here, we won't think about those. I've heard people say, well, you know, boy, when I get old and I go across the old Chili Jordan, boy, it's going to be awful. I have to remember all the, praise God, God just, He's got a way of just lulling us into a place of complacency. Amen. Just taking us and loving us in His arms and just telling us how much He loves us and just carrying us on off into glory. Amen. See old saints of God that they're there just looking into heaven and they just go to reaching up. Amen. Amen. They just sit there and look up at the ceiling and just go to reaching up. Amen. They're not reaching for the things of this world. They ain't even thinking about the things of this world. They're thinking of things of another world. A world to come. Why? Because they've got those little nuggets and they're looking for the mother lode. Amen. They're looking for that place. And that place is a place called heaven. And one of these days in a little while, praise God, as we prospect our way through this life, digging up those little old nuggets, praise God, we'll come to a place where we're in the presence of a holy and righteous God and we'll see Him face to face. Amen. And we'll realize what Paul was talking about when he said, just work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. The only thing you have to worry about is just whether or not you're pleasing to God. Amen. Now, don't have to worry about pleasing men. We got to worry about whether or not we please God. If we please God, that's all that matters. Amen. Because if it pleases God, amen, and it don't please man, man just needs to get on another page.
Amen.
Man's on the wrong page. Amen. Praise the Lord.